Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Perry, and I am so excited because I'm currently sitting outside. It's a beautiful day. Please bear with me because the sound might be a little off today just because I'm trying a new mic. I'm outside. I have dogs outside and we don't have a fence and they're usually pretty good. I've shown them that I have treats, but I may have to pause to call them out here because I have two labs. One of them is just a lazy thing, but she's a chocolate lab, but she definitely can be stealthy and disappear. And then my other one is a black lab and she thinks she's a hunter. And it's springtime, so we've got rabbits and we've got lizards. So sometimes I may have to pause to yell at her. We're going to see how this goes because if you listened to last week's episode, you heard me talk about the importance of having white space on your calendar, of having CEO time. And something that I have chosen to do is to spend some of my CEO time outside. Now, I have to preface this because, you guys, I am not an outdoors person at all. Like, this is the time of year that I like to sit outside. We have the umbrellas up. It's quiet. There aren't too many birds because I'm not a bird fan. And we don't have mosquitoes yet. And right now, it's okay. If I had wood to knock on, I would. But right now it's delightful. And so I'm out here making the most of my time, but also kind of using my time wisely. I feel so good when I'm outside. Like it just gives me something, I don't know, in this weather. Let me clarify. Like if it's hot, I don't want to be outside. If it's cold, I don't want to be outside. It has to be just right. And today is just right. I'm not high maintenance. What are you talking about? Anyway, so I have this idea. And I don't know if this is going to be something that is of interest to you at all. So I would love to get your feedback. And by the way, thank you so much for reaching out to me after my episode that I did a couple of weeks ago where I talked about Jamie Kern Lima's new book, Worthy. And I just kind of shared a little bit about my story, about how I'm sort of stepping into my full body, like full 100% Rachel Perry. And I've been holding back for so long. And I kind of rediscovered myself again. Forgive the trash truck in the distance. Sure, that's going to be annoying, but we're going to keep going with this because you know what? I'm making this work for me and I hope that you understand that. Anyway, if it's terrible, if this recording is terrible, I will just re-record. But it's so, I love doing it like this because it's just so organic somehow and not scripted. It's never scripted, but anyway, so back to what I was saying. So many of you reached out to me. Like, I don't know if I've ever had a podcast episode that got so many comments, just you reaching out to me and telling me how much it resonated with you and how much it meant to you and how it just really spoke to you. And it was such an inspired podcast because I just kind of went with my gut. And I'm so glad that I did. But I was looking at the book. I was not just looking at the book. I was actually reading the book, The Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. And it occurred to me, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to kind of use this as a guide for my next several podcast episodes. We'll weave in some strategy and things like that. But it's really speaking to my soul. And I know so many of you are sort of in the same, struggle with the same things that she speaks about in her book. And a lot of you already have the book. Some of you don't. And I don't think you need to have the book for these episodes at all. but I kind of just want to share things that strike me and how I see it affecting you. Because as I opened the book today, I was, like I said, I'm outside. I was going to start reading and then I just got inspired, which is why I threw this mic on. I'm like, I'm doing it now because I've had some emails today. So if you know me, you know, I send out emails pretty regularly and I want you to respond to my emails because I want to have a conversation with you. That is what I love most about my job, my business, is that I get to reach out to you and help you. And the conversations are where it happens. I teach this, like conversations are where it's at. So I am also having the conversations because I want you to understand, well, not, I don't want you to understand. I can't teach it if I'm not doing it. Like there are plenty of people that teach you to have more conversations, but are they having more conversations? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is about what I can do. So anyway, I'm having these conversations with you. And today in particular, I was looking at her first chapter, which is about just kind of believing what you're worthy of. We tend to doubt ourselves, doubt our ideas. Like for so long, I remember growing up, I mean, even into my 40s, even now sometimes, I had a hard time coming up with my own ideas. Ooh, the wind is blowing. And not that I couldn't come up with my own ideas, but I doubted my ideas. I wasn't sure if what I was talking about or the idea that I had come up with, I wasn't sure that it was good enough. And so I would look to other people. I would look to my coaches. I would look to people who were successful in the industry. I would look to everybody else for validation because I doubted myself. I doubted my value. I doubted my ideas. And I'm seeing that many of you are struggling with the same thing. In fact, most people struggle with this. My son is 17. I've had kind of a tough weekend just with his sort of mental health. But part of it is stemming from the fact that he doesn't think he's good enough. And I was talking to him and I was like, buddy, what is good enough? And he couldn't answer that. But it's that this, and I don't know if it happens more with pleasers. Like I'm noticing my kids need validation. And I'm wondering, you know, how I've done that. Like, how did I mess up as a parent that my kids need this validation, right? I am an encourager. My love language is words of affirmation. Maybe their love languages are words of affirmation. I don't know. There's clearly a problem when that's your love language and you're like, I'm not good enough unless I hear these words. But I'm working on that, you guys. I'm working on that. But I realized, like, unless he's hearing from other people, not just me, that he's good at something or he is doing well or he's funny or whatever it is, he tends to start feeling really low about himself. And I think that's the same for my daughters too. And I think it's the same for many of us. Like we just don't believe in ourselves enough. We don't have that belief that our ideas are worthy. So let me give you an example. I was just talking to someone today over email. I was talking to someone about growing their team and what the problem was. And she was saying that one of the hard things that she's finding is not just growing the team, but it's getting her sales up. And she knows that she needs to create a freebie or that will help get more reach and get more people in her circle because she's offering a solution, but she doesn't know what the freebie is. And she mentioned that she was having a hard time because all the examples that people give never have to do with her product, the thing that she sells. Now, she knows what her ideal customer struggles with. She may not realize that she knows, but she does know. But we get stuck because we're so concerned and so worried about doing it wrong that we don't try to do it. So we get paralyzed somehow, like, well, I don't know. You haven't told me what to do. And I'm saying this because literally this has happened to me. This has happened to me so many times. My unbelief in myself, my doubt in myself is somehow bigger and stronger than belief, like actual believing I can do it. Has that ever happened to you? I'm I'm definitely beyond that now, but it still strikes sometimes, right? We're like, wait, is that a good idea? Like, is that dumb? Like that, you know what? That's probably dumb. I need someone to tell me that I'm doing it right. Or I need someone to tell me what to do. I've been there. I need someone to tell me what to do because then I'll know that I'm doing it right. But here's the thing. Your ideas are great. Your ideas are awesome. But let's just say you have an idea and you try it and you put it out there and it flops. What does that mean? Does that mean you're not good enough? No. Does it mean that you suck at what you do? Also, no. Does it mean that you're never going to be successful? Heck no. You know what it does mean? What it means is that you were willing to take a risk. It means that you were willing to try something new. It means that you are taking kind of a leap of faith. That's huge. Because you know what? That's scary. That's really scary. And it's brave to try new things. It's so brave. And what's so brave about it? Oh my gosh. I had to pause this to get my dog because she's hiding under a bush. Man, I was on a roll too. She's hiding under a huge bush. And I'm like, what the heck is she doing? And I kept calling her. And then what do you know? A little baby bunny runs out. He's so little, you guys. He's the cutest thing ever. She's still looking for it and it's gone. But oh my gosh. Okay. But back to the topic at hand. What's so brave about trying new things is just that you don't know what the results are going to be. You don't know if it's going to flop, but you do it anyway. You do it in spite of that. Because we have this fear of failure. Everybody. I mean, like, this is something that most people struggle with. Some people probably don't. But for a lot of people, fear of failure is scary. But when you can embrace that fear, when you can be like, you know what? I don't care. If I fail, that just means I'm getting closer to my goal. If you can embrace that, my friend, you will just be freed up to try so many things. And so I'm going to encourage you to get out of that box that you're putting yourself in, where you doubt yourself, and just try it. Just do the thing. Come up with the idea. We get paralyzed. I'm seeing that a lot too. Like, so many of you are paralyzed because you don't know what to do. So let's talk about the freebie, for example. Like, maybe you're like, oh, I know that I want to create a freebie. I know I need to create a freebie. I know that's going to help me, but I don't know what the freebie should be. I don't know what what's going to resonate. I mean, there are steps that you can take where you can start figuring it out. And I teach that inside my 3 to 5K program. But what's important is that you try something and see if it resonates. And if it doesn't resonate, that's okay. If people aren't interested, that's okay. It just means you know what doesn't work. And I think in order for you to move forward, maybe it's like sharing your business with people. Maybe it's asking someone if they'd like to purchase something. Maybe it's just going live on social media. If you can just do that and get into the habit of trying these things, regardless of what happens, regardless of the outcome, that's going to free you up to do so many more things. And I can't tell you how much better it feels to be out of those. It's almost like you're in a box when you're trying so hard to do the right thing or do the thing that everybody else thinks is a good idea. I've been in so many masterminds and group coaching programs, and for the longest time, I found myself relying on their validation of my ideas until I realized they don't really know what I'm doing. Like, they can give me feedback, which is important. And that's another reason I created the 3 to 5K program, is so that you have that opportunity to get that feedback from your peers. But it's also really important to try things in spite of. So I've had a couple of the girls in my program reach out to me with their freebies, actually, to give them feedback. And I give them feedback and I tell them the things that are awesome, the things that maybe they might want to change. And it's all good. You know why? Because they're asking for feedback. They're asking for someone me to review it. And that's hard. It's hard to do, create something and then ask for feedback. But you know what? They are coachable and they know that they've done the hardest part, which is creating and doing this thing, creating this idea in spite of their fears. So I'm going to encourage you today. What are you doubting? Where is your doubt? What are you doubting you can do? Where is the doubt? And I want you to release that. Release it and try something. Maybe it's creating the freebie. Maybe it's sharing the business. Maybe it's talking about your product. Maybe it's creating a reel about a problem that your ideal customer has. Whatever it is, I encourage you to try it. You are worthy. Your ideas, you are worthy. And I want you to not doubt anymore. And I know that might seem easy to say, but I really want to encourage you today. I want you to understand that you really are amazing and you really do have something to offer. The world needs you. The world needs all of you. The world needs your ideas. You know what to do. You know the steps you need to take. I'm going to encourage you to take a step today. And listen, I'm cheering you on. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're scared of. Tell me what you doubt. And I will talk you through it. I will encourage you. I will show you that we need you. I will show you because the world needs you and the world needs your ideas. I hope you found this helpful today. I love you and I appreciate you listening. And I really would love for you to let me know what you thought of this episode. Until we meet again over this podcast, I just hope you have a really great week and just know that I'm cheering you on. Take care.
That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages, and I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?